The Partnership for Turtle Creek is the recipient of USDA's 2005 Excellence in Conservation Award. The work of this dedicated and diverse group was recognized recently by Chief of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, Bruce Knight.
This is a locally led group of folks in Indiana who got together to clean up their own watershed. Combination of educational efforts and on-the-ground work, all targeted at making the best, cleanest, most vibrant watershed they possibly can in their own community.
The partnership was organized to identify resource problems, promote education, and facilitate conservation practices throughout the Turtle Creek watershed in west central Indiana.
You can't work in an area like the Merrim Generating Station with a reservoir like Turtle Creek and not start to see the effects that non-point source pollution have. So in 1997, I met with Tammy Swihart, our district conservationist, and said, what would you have to do to start a watershed committee?
Michaeline Riley's interest stemmed from both a personal and private industry perspective. Riley is the environmental team leader for Hoosier Energy Power Company, which owns 5,000 acres located within the watershed.
We are very close to the Indiana-Illinois border, and at this place, there is a huge difference in the elevation of Illinois and Indiana, and it causes a huge wind effect off the bluff. And so because this reservoir has an average depth of only 8.1 feet, and because of that differentiation in elevation, we get a huge amount of wind coming across the reservoir, across the farm properties. We get as much problems from wind erosion as we do from water erosion.
From the start, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service has provided technical assistance, according to Indiana District Conservationist Tammy Swihart.
Michaeline Riley came to us and said, you know, I'm interested in looking at the problems we're having with the reservoir and what can we do in the watershed to be able to solve these problems. And so we started just basically going through looking at all the land uses in the watershed and looking at the different landowners that were there, trying to get a good feel about how much highly erodible ground we had.
Because of the partnership's efforts, 4,700 linear feet of unstable shoreline on the Turtle Creek Reservoir has been stabilized. 2,300 tons of sediment have been kept out of the Wabash River, and nearly 400 acres of cropland are now under approved nutrient and pest management plans. In addition to conservation practices, the partnership also promotes conservation and educates citizens of the Turtle Creek watershed. John Gettinger serves as chairman of the partnership.
That's been the essence of what we've done. We've always pushed for kids and better water and better conservation.
Reporting from the Turtle Creek Watershed in Indiana, I'm Christy Pettis for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.